الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الناصح الأمين. اللهم صل على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تمسك بسنته إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، يا عباد الله، قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His noble book, O you who believe, O you who believe, O you who have iman. Whenever we hear the likes of this address inside of the Quran, the ear of the believer, it should become attentive. The heart of the believer should become attentive. He should attentively be listening now to what follows this address. Allah ta'ala, He says what translated means: O you who believe, if you give victory unto Allah, then Allah will give unto you victory, and He will fortify your feet. Then Allah will give unto you victory, and He will fortify your feet. قال العلامة الإمام بن باز رحمه الله تعالى هذه الآية العظيمة خطاب لجميع المؤمنين. He said that this noble ayah, then this is an address to all of the believers. أوضح فيها سبحانه وتعالى أنهم إذا نصر الله نصرهم عز وجل. He says that it makes it extremely clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it extremely clear that if they give victory unto Allah, then Allah will grant them victory, Allah will make them victorious. ونصر الله من المؤمنين هو اتباع شريعته ونصر دينه وقيام بحقه وليس هو سبحانه وتعالى في حاجة إلى عباده بل هم محتاجون إليه عز وجل كما قال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد إن يشاء يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز. The Imam rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, and what it is meant by the victory for Allah from the believers, what is meant by that is that the believers, they follow the sharia of Allah ta'ala. This is how they give victory unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by meaning following His sharia, and by giving victory to His deen, and by establishing His rights. And it's not to be understood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs anything from them. As the Imam, he says, وَلَيْسَ هُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ فِي حَاجَةٍ إِلَىٰ عِبَادٍ. And Allah, He's in no need of His slaves. Allah does not need His slaves. But rather His slaves, they are in vital need of Allah. As Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, what translated means: O humanity, O mankind, verily you are the ones who are impoverished unto Allah. You are poor. You are impoverished to Allah. And Allah, He is the most rich. Allah, He is the one who is due all praise. And if Allah willed, then He will wipe all of you out and He will bring about another creation. And verily, that affair is not big upon Allah. That is not something that is great upon Allah. That is something that is easy for Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, ya ibadullah, فالناس كلهم جنهم وإنسهم ملوكهم وعامتهم كلهم في حاجة إلى ربهم عز وجل. So therefore, all of mankind, the jinn from amongst them, the human beings from amongst them, the kings and rulers from amongst them, and the common folk from amongst them. All of them, they are in need of their Lord Azza wa Jal. وَكُلُّهُمْ فُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. All of them, they are impoverished unto Allah Azza wa Jal. وَاللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُّ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who is the most rich. He is the one who don't need anything from anyone. He is the one who is worthy of all praise. فَنَصْرُهُ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى هُوَ نَصْرُ شَرِيعَتِهِ. So what is meant by giving victory unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this means giving victory to His Sharia. Giving victory to His Sharia. وَهُوَ نَصْرُ دِينِهِ. And it means to give victory to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Al-Islam. هَذَا هُوَ نَصْرُهُ. This is what it means to give victory unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نصر ما بعث به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It means to give victory to that which he sent his messenger with, صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنزل به كتابه الكريم. And to give victory to that in which Allah Ta'ala sent down his noble book with. فإذا قام المسلمون بنصر دينه وقيام حقه ونصر أوليائه نصرهم الله عز وجل على عدوهم. And when the believers they establish the victory to Allah's deen, and they establish the rights, they establish His rights, and they give victory to the avid worshippers of Allah Ta'ala and those who are devout in their worship of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah will give them victory over the enemies. وَيَسَّرَ أُمُورَهُمْ. And He will make easy their affairs. وَجَعْلَ لَهُمْ الْعَاقِبَةَ الْحَمِيدَةَ. And He will make for them a good ending. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. As Allah Ta'ala, He says, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and be patient, because verily the end of the affair, it is for those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal. This ayah right here, it has therein the foundations for the path of success, and that is to be patient and to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Ta'ala, He says, and be patient, for verily the end of the affair is for those who fear Allah Ta'ala. وقال سبحانه. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and if you are patient, if you are to be patient, and if you are patient and you have fear of Allah, if you are patient and you have fear, لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. استمعوا. If you are patient and you have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, then their plots, the plots of your enemies, the plots of the adu, the plots of your enemies, they won't harm you whatsoever. They won't harm you whatsoever. But what does it require? It requires that you are patient, and it requires that you fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala, He goes on and He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. Verily Allah, He's all aware of what you're doing. Allah is all aware of what you do. فَالصَّبْرُ وَالتَّقْوَى يَكُونَانِ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. So sabr, patience, and having fear and reverence for Allah Azza wa Jal, then these are the two things by way in which an individual, they will receive the victory from Allah. وَالْقِيَامِ بِدِينِهِ. And they have to establish the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَوَاصِي بِالْحَقِّ. And they have to call to the good. They have to call to the good. وَذَلِكَ فِي السِّرِّ وَالْجَهْرِ. This is in secret and in open. They have to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala in secret and in open. فِي شِدَّ وَالرَّخَاء. Inside of hard times and inside of easy times. وَفِي حَالِ الْجِهَادِ وَمَا قَبْلَهُ وَمَا بَعْدَهُ. And while struggling in the path of Allah, and in that which is before that, and in that which is in wake of that, before and after that, وَفِي جَمِيعِ الْأَحْوَالِ. And in all of their situations, all of the time, they have to give victory to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establish the rights of Allah, call to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. if they want to receive the help, if they want to receive the victory from Allah Azza wa Jal. Any deficiencies that we find inside of our communities, any deficiencies we find inside of our households, any deficiencies we find amongst the Muslim world, any deficiencies that we wonder about it, where is the help of Allah? Any deficiencies that we want the help of Allah? Any type of situation or affair that we want the victory from Allah Azza wa Jal? Then know that the deficiency lies in us. The deficiency lies in our application of the deen of Al-Islam. The deficiency lies in our establishment of Allah's rights. The deficiency lies in our lack of patience. The deficiency lies in our lack of fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we're not seeing what we're looking for. That's why the victory of Allah is not upon us, because we are not giving victory to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. I want you all to reflect as an example how widespread, wa'iyadhu billah, is the concept of unification of the religions. How widespread is the concept of the unification or interfaith dialogue? How widespread is this? We hear about this all the time. Muslims are being called to join hands with the Jew, join hands with the Christian, and talk about what they have in common. Join hands with the Jew, join hands with the Christian, and talk about how much they are alike and how the differences aren't that much. Is this in fact giving victory to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal? Is this in fact giving victory to the Aqeedah Islamiyah? Is this in fact giving victory to Allah Ta'ala's statement, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ? Is this giving victory to the statement of Allah Ta'ala, He does not beget nor is He begotten? Is it not the case that the Christian says that Isa is the son of Allah? Is it not the case that the Christian says that Isa is Allah? وَعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. What does Allah Ta'ala say about this in His noble book? Allah Ta'ala, He says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and verily they are disbelievers, those who say that Allah is the Messiah, the son of Mary. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran tells us that they're disbelievers. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran tells us that He has no children and He has no parents. So how are we giving victory to the religion of Allah? How are we giving victory to the Aqeedah, the true creed that Allah Ta'ala has sent down upon His prophets and messengers? How are we giving victory to the Islamic belief when we tell the Jew or we tell the Christian, you okay, you're fine, there's nothing wrong with you. Matter of fact, we are much more alike than we are different. And so on and so forth. Our appeasing them and flattering them and patronage of them and so on and so forth, how is this benefiting them? And how is it benefiting us? It's not benefiting them because it pushes them further inside of their misguidance. Instead of telling them, instead of informing them, instead of teaching them in a gentle manner the true belief system, the true aqeedah, we trick them. We allow them to be misguided. We, in fact, add to their misguidance by making them think they're okay. There's no need for change. There's no need to reflect. There's no need to look and consider. And then how are we helping ourselves? Because this will be an illustration of us not giving victory to the deen of Allah. So therefore, this would by default push away the victory from reaching us. And then we have the nerve to complain about our state of affairs. Then we have the nerve to look outside of ourselves as reason and cause for the lowly state of our affairs. When the reason and cause for our lowly state of affairs and debasement and so on and so forth is us. Imam bin Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَلَمَّا حَذَّرَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى من اتخاذ البطانة من دون المؤمنين في قوله عز وجل. He said, and when Allah Ta'ala, He warned us from taking as advisors and helpers other than the believers, as it comes in Allah Azza wa Jal's statement, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ قَدْ بَدَتْ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. Allah Ta'ala, He says, what means? O you who believe, do not take as advisors and helpers other than yourselves. Do not take as advisors and helpers those who disbelieve in Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us why. He says what translated means. He says, since they will not fail to do their best to corrupt you. Since they will not fail to do their best to corrupt you. They will try their earnest to corrupt you. And they deserve that harm reaches you. They desire that you are severely harmed. Allah Ta'ala, He says, there already has come and appeared from their mouths hatred, and that which their hearts desire, that which their hearts conceal, akbar, is greater. That which their hearts conceal is greater. If you think what they said was bad, what's in their heart and what they didn't tell you was even worse. Ala kulli hal, this is the situation, this is how it is. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inside of this very same discussion, He says, two verses later, Allah Ta'ala, He says, wa in tasbiru wa tattaqu la yadurrukum kaydahum shay'a. But if you are patient and you have fear of Allah, then their plot won't harm you whatsoever. Then their plot, it won't harm you whatsoever. So we leave the disbelievers to plot whatever plot they want to plot. We leave for them to plot whatever plot they want to plot. It won't harm us if we are patient and we are fearing of Allah Ta'ala. It won't harm us if we are patient and trying our best to be the best Muslims that we can possibly be. It won't harm us if we're trying our best to believe correctly. It won't harm us if we try our best to do that which we have been commanded to do, and to stay away from that which we have been commanded to stay away from. Because the equation of patience and fear, then this is the foundation of the path of success. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who are successful, to make us of those who receive His victory, to make us of those who are fortified. هذا أقول قولي هذا فاستغفر الله لي ولكم ولجميع المسلمين فاستغفروه فإنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ba'd. Qala Allah Azza wa Jal, wa in tasbiru wa tattaqu fa inna dhalika min azm al-umur. Allah Ta'ala says what means, and if you show patience and if you fear, then verily that is from the greatest of the affairs. Ya ibadullah, no matter what's going on in our life, no matter what's going on in our life, whether it be ailments, whether it be difficulties and worries, whether it be looking for jobs and employment, whether it be looking to get married and so on and so forth, regardless of the situation in which we need the help of Allah therein, we have to apply patience. And we have to fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever it is you're looking for victory in, be patient and fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Fear Allah by doing that which He has commanded you to do. And fear Allah by staying away from that which He has commanded you to stay away from. And when you fall short and you embark upon that which is haram, then quickly turn around and make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Quickly ask Allah to forgive you and try your best to do that which is correct. Because that's how you're going to get the help and the victory from Allah Azza wa Jal. وقال الله عز وجل إنه من يتقي ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. Allah Ta'ala says what means, and verily the one who fears and the one who is patient, then most definitely Allah does not let it be lost, the reward of the good doers. Allah does not let it go to waste. وقال الله عز وجل الله عز وجل says واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين. And be patient, for verily Allah is with those who are patient. Whatever you're going through, you want Allah to be with you. Allah is with those who are patient. Allah is with those who are patient. So if you want Allah to be with you, then you have to be patient, ya ibadullah. Whatever difficulty that you're in, you have to be patient, ya ibadullah. Allah will never let your good deeds be lost and be ruined. For Nasrullah Jalla wa'ala bittiba'a shari'atih. So giving victory to Allah, this means giving victory to His sharia, giving victory to the deen of al-Islam, spreading the deen of al-Islam, inviting others to the deen of al-Islam, sharing with them a pamphlet or sharing with them a CD or pointing them in a good direction or encouraging them to accept the deen of al-Islam. Why? Because you want good for them like you want good for yourself. We have to give victory to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. كما قال الله عز وجل as Allah عز وجل He says يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. O you who believe, give victory to Allah and Allah will give unto you victory and fortify your feet. وَهَذَا مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. And this is similar to the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما. Safeguard and protect that which Allah will have you safeguard and protect, and Allah will safeguard and protect you. Safeguard and protect that which Allah will have you safeguard and protect, and you will find Allah in front of you. فَمَنْ حَفِظَ اللَّهَ بِحِفْظِ دِينِهِ وَاسْتِقَامَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَوَاصَى بِحَقِّهِ وَالصَّبْرَ عَلَيْهِ نَصْرَهُ اللَّهُ. So ever he safeguards and he protects the deen of Allah, and he's upright upon it, and he calls to the rights of Allah Ta'ala, he invites others to establish the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he's patient upon that, then Allah will give unto him victory. وَأَيَّدُهُ عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِ. And he will help him over his enemy, and he will help him gain victory over his enemy. And bila shak wa bila raib, all of us, we have a common enemy. All of us, we have a common enemy. And that enemy is the shaytan. If you want the help of Allah in being victorious over the shaytan and defeating the shaytan, then you have to safeguard and protect the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. You have to be patient in being upright upon the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. You have to patiently call others to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He will give you victory over your enemy. He will give you victory over the shaytan. Allah Ta'ala, He will protect you from the plots of the enemies. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, and verily it is a right upon us that we give victory to the believers. It is a right upon us that we give victory to the believers. Allah Azza wa Jal, He explains to us who are those believers. المؤمنون. Imam bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, والمؤمنون هم الذين استقاموا على دين الله. The believers, they are those who are upright upon the deen of Allah. It is important that these things are mentioned so that we may adorn ourselves with the appropriate characteristics. The believers, they are those who they are upright upon the religion of Allah. وحافظوا على حقه. And they are preserving of his right. They are preserving of the right of La ilaha illallah. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. They are preserving of the right of La ilaha illallah, which means that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah. So they are safeguarding over it tawheed. They are running away from the shirk. They are fighting the shirk. They are fighting all forms and all types of polytheism. They are fighting all forms and all types of polytheism of shirk. وَابْتَدَعُوا عَنْ مَنَاهِيهِ. And they go far away from that which he has made prohibited. كما قال الله عز وجل. As Allah عز وجل He says, ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. Allah تعالى He says, Is it not for the avid worshippers of Allah, or verily the awliya of Allah, those avid worshippers of Allah, there is no fear upon them, nor will they have any worry upon them. They are those who used to have taqwa. They are those who used to have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. فالمؤمنون هم المتقون. So those who are the true believers, and they are those who truly fear Allah Azza wa Jal. They are those who have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. That fear of Allah Azza wa Jal that causes them to do that which Allah has commanded them to do, and to try their earnest and their best to stay away from that which Allah has commanded them to stay away from, and those who make tawbah when they fall up short. The Imam rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, kama qala ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala, he says inside of his noble book, and I want all of us to pay very close attention, ya ibadullah. Allah ta'ala, he says, وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَنْصُرُوهُ أَوْ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. And that verily Allah, He will give victory. Most definitely, undoubtedly, Allah will give victory to those who give unto Him victory. And we have explained already what's meant by that. But I want you to pay very close attention to what Allah, He mentions. Because there's not a single one from amongst us except that we will be the first to say, Na'am, I'm from the believers. Na'am. But are we of those whom Allah Ta'ala is speaking about in the aforementioned ayah? وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And that verily it is a right upon us that we give victory to the believers. Are we from those believers? See, that's the question. But now here comes the test. Allah Ta'ala says, going back to the ayah that we just started to recite before, and that verily most definitely Allah, He will give victory to those who give unto Him victory. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Verily Allah, He is the most strong, the most mighty. الَّذِينَ استمعوا. We want to see, is this us? الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمْرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Those whom, if Allah were to establish them in the earth, I want you to listen now, because all of us will come and say, Nah, I'm from that lot, I'm from that lot, I'm from that lot. But are we from that lot? That if Allah gives us establishment in the earth, if Allah gives us authority in the earth, if Allah makes it so we can call the shots, will we be of those who establish the prayer? Will we make sure the prayer is established and serious about the establishment of the prayer? Will we be from those who give the charity and make sure that the charity is given? Because Allah Ta'ala says that they are those who, if He gives them fortification in the earth, if He gives them authority upon the earth, they establish the prayer and they pay the charity and they call to good and they forbid from the evil. If we are in authority, will we call to good? Would we forbid the evil? Or will we let the good be silent about and the evil run rampant? That's the question. Let us look at our own lives right now. Let's look at our own households right now. Those places that we have something from authority inside of them. What's going on in our household? Are we establishing the prayer and commanding with the establishment of the prayer? Are we commanding with the payment of charity? Are we paying the charity and commanding those under our authority to pay the charity? Is this something that is important to us? Are we teaching our young to pay? Are we instilling inside of our young to be of the upper hand? Those who are constantly paying the charity, not those who are looking for handouts, not those who are looking for excuses to ask, not those who are looking for excuses to beg, not those who always got their hand out. Or are we instilling in them to be of those who are constantly giving, those who are constantly spending in the way of Allah, those who are constantly giving charity to the poor, those who are worried about the poor, those from amongst them who ask and those who don't ask, those who are looking for ways to give and ways to help? Are we instilling this inside of our children? Are we teaching them this and ingraining them upon this outstanding characteristic? Are we calling to good and forbidding the evil? Are we teaching those who are under our authority to call to good and forbid evil, to command with the good and to prevent the evil? Are we doing this? This is the question. Let us look at our own households. You have something from your answer right there. Because those whom Allah Ta'ala will give victory to, these are those who, if they are established inside of the earth, they will establish the prayer. They will pay the charity. They will call to good. They will forbid the evil. Each one of us knows whether or not that's him or not. Each one of us knows whether or not that fits his or her description. Each one of us knows where we stand as relates to this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those whom, if they are established inside of the earth, they will establish the prayer. They will command with the charity. They will establish all those things which Allah Ta'ala has commanded them to do, and call to the establishment of all of the commands and orders of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who will prevent, who will forbid the evil, and they will prohibit the evil, and they will call to the prohibition of evil, and they will strive to stop the spread of evil. And they will command with that. And they will prevent and they will prohibit everything that Allah has prohibited, everything that Allah has made haram. And they will encourage others with that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are patient. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who do what He has commanded and who stay away from that which He has made prohibited, and to make tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal when we come up short. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant to us the victory. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make for us firmness and that we are firm upon the truth. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who are able to see the truth for being the truth, and then that He blesses us with following it, and that He makes us of those who are able to see falsehood for what it is, and that is falsehood, and that He makes us of those who stay far away from it. هذا يا عباد فأقيموا الصلاة.